Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. We have El Pilinda in the house. Amen. Tell your neighbor. Hey. Please hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Walk fast, okay? You are late, so you don't walk slowly like that. Good. So let's wait for you. Amen. Tell your neighbor it's time for the word. Are you ready for God to speak to you? Are you ready for God to speak to you this morning? I can't feel the excitement. You see, I was discussing with Pastor Rhoda. You don't look like young people at all. Because we don't see any excitement when the preacher man is preaching and you are happy. Please, no, let's fill this two sides. Papa Police, get up, get up. Come and sit here. Let's fill this side first before we move to the other side. There's an empty space here. There's one in front of where Kofi is sitting. Let's fill in. So that's the Grugu Church. You are welcome. Amen. So please, when the preaching is going on and you are excited about the word, you need to show it. How do you show it? At least shouting, laughing, clapping, and let the church be like Young People Church. Can I get a very loud amen? Another one. Bishop Kweku is in the house. We want Bishop Kweku to hear our voice. Another loud one. The loudest. Amen. This time, no going to wee-wee. No going to poo-poo. No going to do anything. Okay? You are supposed to sit down quietly and listen to the word of God. Amen. Reverend Agbo needs no introduction. He has been going around preaching the word to the young people, and we are blessed that this 2024 Day Spring Cathedral, we are also not left out. Amen. Oh, clap. So you see you. I mean, the wife, Reverend William's wife, has a special place in my heart. I remember when I fell sick, the Lord gave her a word. And then she came to my house when they were in Tamale to come and give me that word. And another person, the same scripture that Auntie Kweli, that's how I call it, because my children used to call her Auntie Kweli. The same scripture that the Lord gave to the wife, another person to God gave her the same scripture. Yes, so, yes, prophetic word. And this morning, if the wife could move in such an anointing and God could speak to her, then if the husband is here, what do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? What do you think will happen? Oh, what do you think will happen? Amen. So this morning, the Bible says, giving honor to whom honor is due. Let's be on our feet and welcome Reverend Williams Agbo. I can feel you. Make a joyful noise.
Even though the SEC has gone, I'm sure if I go, I'll get another bus to go back to Kumasi. Put your hands together for the Lord and add a shout to it if you're excited. Amen. I want us to put our hands together for our pastor, our bishop, our father, our prophet, Bishop Dagwood Mills. I don't like the way you are doing it. It's not... Yes. And one of the things that I have learned about God is that when God gives you a good thing and you don't show that you like it, then he may take it away from you. And I told you yesterday that you may not know. Sometimes it's only when you've gone somewhere else where they don't have what you have, then you understand that actually you have been very, very blessed to be in this church, to be in this church alone. Has set the course of your life in a direction that many people in different places will not be able to experience. So please, put your hands together one more time. Add a shout. Let us honor a Bishop Dagwood Mills. Some of you are not clapping. I don't know whether you are from another church or where are you from. Amen. You know, an ordinary person like me will not be able to be here. I will just be an ordinary person, church member somewhere, in some church somewhere. You know, sometimes one of the things I have learned is that when even people, like people come to a place because they want to hear you, you have to ask yourself that what about you will make somebody on a Saturday, how many of you have something to do? Like if you were not here, you have something important you can be doing today by this time. Yeah, so it is not something to take for granted that people will leave important things to come and hear you. And I'm here, you are here to hear me because of the person that we are clapping for. That's why I think that is a very important thing for us to do. So put your hands together for the third time and add a shout. Yes. Amen. And I want us to honor the pastor of this church where we are, the convener of the Jesus is the Answer Church, Bishop Daniel Kweku Atiemu. You don't like shouting or don't like clapping, or you are tired. Yes. You see, Pastor Roger, when I was going to get married, Bishop Kweku gave me some one sentence. That sentence, I followed it. Well, if I tell you that sentence, I don't know whether I'll tell you after church. Yes, we were standing in front of room 6 there. He told me that one sentence. And I have been telling that sentence to different people over the years. Because even though it was just one sentence, we were just talking about something, just said one sentence. For me, it was profound wisdom. And I find myself hearing him say one sentence to me every time I meet him through the year, which is not very much. But I find that every time I meet him, one sentence, when I go, I think about it and I say, yeah, that's a very, very deep wisdom in it. And once I follow it, I see that it's a revelation from God. And that's a pastor you have. Like, he is your pastor. You know, so he's preaching to you all the time. So you can imagine the amount of wisdom you are hearing constantly all the time. Yes. You see, when God blesses you and you get money, dash him some. Your okay is not good. What did I say? When God gives you money, what should you do? Dash him some. Or it's not good. Dash him some. I saw Bishop K. Charlie, I have some small one be here. Collect some. Or you think he has money already, so it's not, it doesn't need. No, dash him some. You see, when you, it's a nice thing. Even when you are dashing somebody money, you can dash somebody money. Even you are the one who feels good about it. That have money, I have dashed you some. So when you get money, what should you do? What should you do? Dash him some, you know, and it will be a blessing to you. And I want us to put our hands together for Lady Reverend, yeah, for forcing to make their thing. Look, yesterday I was telling you that yesterday I found out that she's a very, very busy human being. So when you see that somebody is able to do something, sometimes it is when they call you to come and join the committee to organize something that you know how those who are organizing it suffer. Some people, they don't know. So when you are doing the committee, add them. And when they join the committee, they say, like, hey, it's not easy at all. So if she's able to do it, I think you should put your hands together for her. And then all the safety chairs who have helped, Pastor Roger, L.P. Selassie, Pastor Philip, Uncle Cosmos, like Pastor Prosper, you know, everybody, everywhere. You should really, really appreciate them. Auntie Minor, all the people who are in the background doing things. You should clap for them. And then I want you to put your hands together for a special friend of mine, Lady Pastor Linda, who is hiding somewhere in the background somewhere. Yes. Yes. Help Linda too. When you get money, dash her some. Yes. When you get money, what should you do? Will you dash her some? Huh? Yes, she's a very nice person. When is he? Are you tired of standing? I will preach. No, I have plenty of things to preach. Not the problem. When I was here, I left to go to Kumasi. You see, today, like I go to different places to preach. But before anybody ever invited me to go somewhere that I will sit in a car and travel to go and preach, anywhere, only El Pelinda. Like, first, that I'm talking about like 10 years, 12 years ago, 30, you know 13 years ago. Like, today, you are here, so Reverend William has come back. 13 years ago, when you didn't know me, like, nobody knew who I was. Upland that was paying bus fare that I should come from Kumasi and come to Tamale and preach. So, she said, when I get money, I'll dash her some. When you get money, what should you do? Dash her some. And it's to be a blessing. I want us to close your eyes and let's pray. Close your eyes and just talk to God this morning. Ask him to reveal something to you that you don't know. And when he reveals it to you, act in it. talk to God. We are praying one simple prayer. Lord, show me something. The Bible says that you open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things out of your law. That as the word of God is preached to you, the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see wonderful things out of his word. And when your eyes have seen it, you want to pray that God will give you the grace, the power, the ability to be able to walk in it, to obey. God's word is only able to change your life if you can walk in it, if you can obey it, if you can do it. The Bible says, blessed are you when you hear these things, if you do them. So pray for the power, pray for the ability to do the things you will hear in this conference. Pray for the ability to do, the power to do, the ability to obey, to walk in what you are hearing. Talk to God and say, Lord, I don't want to come here and go again. I don't want this to be a fanfare, to be a place where we come and shout and jump around and sweat, and I go back home the same way I was before I came. I pray for the power, the ability to do what I hear, that the word I hear, it will change me. It will bring me into a place of blessing. It will leave me permanently affected and changed. That is your prayer. That Lord, give me power to do, power to obey, power to walk in it, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you this morning for the opportunity to gather here, little children, to their father, to hear you speak to us. Holy Spirit, thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you that you have come to touch the lives of young people and to change the course of their lives for your purpose. That every child in this place will walk into their prophetic destiny, the destiny you have arranged for them, in the name of Jesus. That the greatness that you have planned for us, we will step into it. We'll begin to walk into it. We will come into the full realization of that destiny. Lord, we thank you. Holy Spirit, speak to us clearly. May our hearts receive your word and retain it. Grant us the power, the ability to be able to do the things that we hear, that in the end, we'll make our way prosperous. We'll have good success. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together one more time for them. You may be seated. All right. So, as the theme for this year's Christian conference, bring your piano volume down a little, right? The theme for this year's Strong Christian Conference, Tamale 2024, is what? Is what? Not a novice. And for the sake of those who did not come to church last night, I want us to go back a bit and to explain. In the theme, there are three words. Not a novice. Not is a word you understand. Right? Right. 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 Okay. And a is what? It's an article. It's an indefinite article. You get what I'm trying to say? When somebody is saying something and he says a or an, it means that there is no clear specific thing he's talking about. If I say a boy, you ask me which boy. You understand it? If I say a girl, you will say which girl. So that's why it's an indefinite, because it doesn't make you know clearly what particular. But you know what a is because you have been using it. But the word that we don't really is the word novice, which is over there on the banner, on your shirt also. And yesterday I was explaining to you that the word novice means five things. Number one, it means what? It means a beginner. Somebody who is now beginning. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So when you go to school and you start from nursery one, in terms of schooling, what are you? You are a novice. You are now going to learn phonics and phonetics. You know phonics and phonetics? You're learning the sounds of letters. And you don't, without that foundation, you cannot read. You cannot, many people cannot read because they didn't learn. For me, I didn't know that there was something called phonics, phonetics until my wife. My wife, when I met her, she was teaching this thing, nursery kindergarten people. And then later, I saw that she was teaching little children. Then she'll be saying phonics. You don't teach children. Don't say A, don't say A. Say ah. Because when they are speaking or they are reading, they will use the sound ah to pronounce the word. So you teach ah, that sound is called phonics. And I had to read already. I didn't know that it was you use phonics to read. I hear what I'm telling you. So but when you are in nursery one, you are in all of these things, you are coloring letters, capital letter, small letter, all of these things. What you are in terms of education, What you are is what we call a not just begun. There are many more things you are going, this A, B, C that you are learning. Later on, you will see that you have to put the letters together and then you form what we call words. Then you now put words together and form sentences. What I'm saying, is it making sense to you? Then you now come and learn that even among sentences, we have different types of sentences. There are simple sentences. There are complex sentences. And now what I'm saying is not making sense to you. But complex sentences begin from A. But at nursery one, you are a novice. You are beginning. Number two, it means what? A novice means what? To be a novice means what?
Someone who is just starting.
You're just starting. You see, even the sentences is now when we have sentences together, then we begin to form ideas and concepts. So if it is nursing you are doing, it is a combination of sentences that begin to explain the idea of nursing. Am I pushing too high? Okay. I want to be sure. Do you know why I chose the theme? Let me tell you the reason I chose this theme. I chose the theme, not a novice, for Tamale because I was here. Let me tell you a story. Many years ago when I was here, the Tamale Safe Church, the Safe Church in Tamale was second. Okay, maybe you'll argue with us, but let me say my own because I'm the one who holds the microphone. The Tamale Safe Church was second to the one in Kolegono, which moved later on to the Kodesh. You won't believe me. Oh, what I'm saying is true. Yeah. When you move, do you understand what I'm saying? Don't you say like, help Linda, are you in the church? What I'm saying is true or is not true? When you say like, safe church, you just came and say, huh? Those days, our praise and worship songs used to be mostly Hillsong. And if Hillsong releases the new album this week on Monday in Tamale, we have the album. You don't believe me. You know Hillsong is in Australia. By Sunday, we have length the like half of the album. We have finished it. By the following week, we are singing all the song was released last week. Oh, the album was released last week here in Tamale. Here, we are learning how to sing the song. We are playing. We have pianists. They play the chorus. They play. Here. We'll be here. Drummers. We used to have drummers. All that is in their head. Even as they are walking drumsticks in their back pockets, they are playing the drums in their head as they are walking in town. But today, I will come here. And I will come and see you who are like the 10th generation or something of Safe Church people. And then I will see that there is a certain, am I allowed to talk freely in this church? Without insulting anybody. I can feel I'm shouting because I'm annoyed. Bishop Oko used to come from Accra to come to Tamale to have it. It's like if you're having a camp during the year, as he goes to different places, there must be one in Tamale also. The last camp that Bishop Oko had here in Tamale was in 2018. I was there. Roger was there. When the theme of the camp was when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. If you are am I preaching well? Am I okay? Should I continue? Is there anybody online? Is people watching us from online? YouTube or Facebook? Or are they watching us? And those of you who are watching YouTube, pay attention. Oh, you know, like that. Like, subscribe, and share and comment. Share the link. What I'm preaching is sense. Share the link. Somebody needs to hear the sense. I went to South Africa with Bishop Oko in 2012. This is 2018. No, 2000, 2008. And then I went to South Africa with him 2012, 4 years later. And then he was going to preach a camp. And he said, I should come. Let's go. So I went with him. And I was with him. Then one of the days after I was with him, then I said I wanted to ask him this question. Because after we had that camp in 2008, am I preaching to you?
Yes.
Is my talking too fast?
No.
Is it too fast?
No.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
It's okay. I listened to the camp over and over. I think by now, over the years, I've listened to that camp more than 100 times. The same camp over and over. Because sometimes when I listen to it, I hear voices, familiar voices. I hear people, human beings who are alive, who they are still alive, who I hear their voices in the camp there. And when we were in South Africa, I asked him, Bishop Oko, the camp that you preached in Tamale in 2008, the Blind Sea, is my favorite camp of all time. All the camps you have preached, what do you think about it? You know the answer he gave me? He said, that was the most spiritual camp I have ever preached. The most, I'm telling you, he told me. The most, like, the camp where there was spirits. Is it like, if you are wise, like by now you'll go and say, where is the camp? So that they should copy it from, so I'll listen to it. I pray that will be your story. There was spirits, but when you were there, there was spirits in the camp. In those days, I was one of the organizing people, so sometimes I'm not in the camp. They were going to buy juice in town. When I come there, I've preached something I didn't. That's why when I finished the camp, I went to listen to it again to see the part I missed. Spirits, that camp, every time you listen to it, you feel spirits. The last night of the camp, I'm not seeing any camp again that he did that thing happen. The story boring you. I'm preaching not a novice. Please, I'm not confused. Last night of the camp, we were in the hall. Then the lights went off in the hall. So say we should go and sit outside. So let's say outside like this. Then you know how there are lights outside on the wall, security lights. So he put the pulpit here like this. So the light over here, he can see his Bible and his notebook. And then we were sitting in the grass. Is there something like this? With trees here. So we arranged the chairs like that. And then we're facing him. And he was outside with the pulpit there. And he was preaching. And he was telling us about something. About how he's always wanted to know God and to love God. And then in the middle of the talking, he began to cry. Hey! In the night. Can you imagine? In the night, we were in the darkness. And then he was in the light. And then he began to, look, I'm describing to you the Tamale Safe Church that was. And the reason why you should not be a novice, because the Tamale Safe Church did not start today. When I come here, I told you that when I travel from Tamale, where am I coming from? Kumasi, sorry, Charlie. When I travel from Kumasi and I come here, I expect to come and meet children in a church where the culture is a culture of deep immersion in the scriptures, so that the conversation we have is a conversation that is built on foundations you already have. Am I overreacting? That's why I read to you Hebrews 5:12. He was saying that, you see, by now, he was telling you by now. But it's, look, if I call somebody here at random and I ask you to tell me the story of John the Baptist from the beginning till he died, and you cannot tell me, you are a novice. Church is quiet. But I'm saying that Tamale Safe Church should not have that problem.
Oh, yes.
Sister girl. You see, you cannot even look at my face, because maybe you are the one I will point out and then it will become an embarrassment. I came to remind you that the safe church that... Appealing, am I preaching well? If I'm preaching well, just wait, give me a wave so I know that you are... I'm preaching well. He says I'm preaching well. To remind you, I was telling the small girl in the front that you have been alive in this church. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. Now I have a... That girl in the front there, she's 7 years old, is that not it? Seven years. If I mention Abraham, story, beginning to when he died, accurate. If I mention Isaac, story, beginning to when he died. If I mention Jacob, story, beginning to when he died. If I mention Noah, story, beginning to... See, as you're looking at my face now, you can already see how you are in trouble. You can already see how you are in trouble. Yeah, if I mention... If I mention the person's name, it's no problem. If I mention King Saul, story, beginning to the end. If I mention King David, story, beginning to the end. King Solomon, story, beginning to the end. If I mention Elijah, story, beginning to the end. You must be able to track for me. And I'm talking about an accurate recounting. Is my English words too big? Okay. You are not supposed to be a novice. You have to know all these words. An accurate narration. Yesterday I was talking to some big boys outside. I asked them some questions. You look at my face funny. And I said, look, I beg you. Fix that problem in the night before you come to the conference this morning. I told them. I said, as you are going home right now, the thing I was asking you that you are looking at me clueless, no. When you go home tonight, take your Bible, look for the story, and read it, and know it before you go to bed, before you wake up this morning and come for the conference. Because it will be an embarrassment to the kind of Christian that you are, which is so far different from the kind of Christian that you should be by now. By now. Am I saying something bad? Yeah. And see... With all apologies to everybody. Sometimes, even safe teachers have a problem. Yes. But safe teachers there will not call you in the church. So, you there, you just secretly go and solve it. Because one day, one of my friends was teaching maths. He was a math teacher. We were teaching in the school that I went to, JSS. We went back to 20. Please, am I preaching good? See, are you pre-following me? And then he came to class one day. He was teaching angles. Angles. Do you understand angles? So he drew and he used his chalk. He just drew an angle on the board. I just drew something and then something. Then he did the thing. Then you know how they do the thing. Then you do that. Then he wrote the angle inside 45 degrees. So this angle is 45 degrees. He didn't use a protractor. He just used his hand to draw it. Then one of the girls in the church shouted, "Let's measure it." He told me the story himself. He after school that day, we were walking home. He said, "Charlie, today, Papo, today." Look, I was sweating in class too. This girl made me hot in class too. I said, what happened? They started telling me a story. He said, he doesn't even know why he drew, because you cannot draw an angle with your hand like that and say it was. So he drew the angle, he drew the thing, drew it like this, not then he said, this angle is 45. Then the girl shouted, "Sir, let's measure it." Then he was standing by the board. He said, "What? Let's measure it." The girl will not back down. The girl said, "Let's measure it." He said, as he stood in front of the board, he was thinking to himself, "If I measure this angle, and it is not 45 degrees, too easy for me. But if I measure this angle and 45, I'll beat this girl to death for embarrassing me in the class." So, with boldness and trepidation, both together at the same time, he said, "Bring a protractor." So they brought it. And they put they have the board one, the big board one. So they put it on the angle. When they measured it, it was the angle he said it was. Wow. I don't know what happened, how God saved him. So now he was left with a decision of what to do to the girl who wanted to embarrass him in the class. But see, the point I'm making is that if you are a safe teacher and you don't know the thing, one day one of your children will shout at you, "Let's measure it."
Joshua, they asking you questions.
That's how you serve. But anyway, back to the discussion. So a beginner is a novice. Number two is what? Someone who is now starting. Number three is what? You are new at something. You are new at something. You are new at something. You are new. You have just started. If you go to learn carpentry and you just entered, you are an apprentice. You are a novice. You are now starting. Number four. A what? An inexperienced person. It means that you have not done it many times to know the ins and outs, to make mistakes and know what works and what does not work. You are a novice. And number five is what? Yeah. And I said, don't be kidding. Boys are calling girls babes. But girls are calling, the one that is painful is the girls calling the boys babes. Are you a boy? Nice macho boy like you. The girl is calling you babe. And you are, your head is getting swollen. Like your head is swollen. But according to the scripture, a babe. Look at Hebrews 5, chapter 5, verse 12. A babe. As the girl is calling you, no. Is what? Is look at it. Babe. King James. Hebrews 5, 12. King James. Has it come? It will come. I want you to see it. I want you, or to not come. Is it the computer that controls the TV? There's no human being behind it. They have gone to eat breakfast. They are there. It's you. You are the guy. And but this one is more important than the piano you are playing. But piano you are playing, I don't even understand what you are playing. Jaibo, so like you not do the thing, you will be playing piano as I'm struggling to find the scriptures on the screen. Was that your plan? You will stop and come and do it one day at a point. Hey, open your Bible to Hebrews 5. Your own Bible. You should have a Bible in church anyway. What does it say? It says, King James. King James says, "For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, not of strong meat." Verse 13 says, "For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe." So even he even says, for that boy that the girl is calling him babe, no. He's unskillful in the right of righteousness. You don't know Bible. That's why a girl is calling you babe. You don't know Bible. He's unskillful. And now, I mean, is it me? It's Bible. You don't know Bible. They're calling you babe. Your head is swelling. Amen. All right. So today how many want to go deeper? Let's go deeper into it. So today I want us to learn what are the characteristics if somebody is a babe, is a beginner, is starting out as a Christian. We are here, we are describing Christians who are novices. Okay, what does a person who is a Christian but a novice, what does he look like? Or what does he have or does he not have that makes us describe him as a beginner or an inexperienced person? All of those things. Are you ready to write them down? Okay, so we are learning about the characteristics of novices. What does a novice look like? Or why do we call somebody a novice? Number one, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to verse 14, NLT. If you show me the NLT one on the screen, I'll be very grateful. Okay. Number one, look at it. The Bible says, "You have been believers for so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food." So the first sign that somebody is a Christian, the first sign is that he does not know the basic things of the word of God, the basic things about God's word. You don't know the basic things about God's word. That's the first sign. If you are like that, if you don't know, if you cannot tell me the story of Abraham from beginning to end, how he was in his father's house and God came to him and said, "Get out of thy father's house from thy kindred and go to a land which I will show thee," and be able to tell the story of Abraham moving from place to place to place to place to place to place, all the way to when his wife said, "Go and give birth with my my maid servant gave birth to Ishmael, and then later on God came. Like that whole account, if you cannot say it clearly, accurately, step by step by step by step until the day Abraham died, you do not know the basic things of God's word, and therefore ... you are a novice. Oh, I'm not saying it well. Dot is not maths. ... is therefore. Is it making sense to you? And as you are sitting in your chair, you see, me, I came to tell you that Tamale Safe Church people used to be thick. I might say something bad. Okay. And I came to remind you, this is not where you should be. I don't know you. I don't know you, all of you. I don't know you. But as I'm standing in front here, the vibe that is coming from you is that if I call people randomly right now, I will have problems. Even those people are saying they are in white church or this about whatever, this is secondary school. Their secondary school guys are even the worst. You will not be happy at all. Their pastor will be so heartbroken and discouraged in the church if they see what they are saying. What I'm saying is making sense to you. Noah can't tell the story of Noah. I'm talking about accurately. Step by step by step by step by step by step. Like that, entered into the ark, these animals two by two. They were there. How many years? The rain came. How the rain came, the flood came. All the different things. All the way till they came out. How many days was it raining for? How many nights was it raining for? How long was the water on the surface of the earth for? Yeah. He sent a bird. You remember? There were two types of birds. Sent a bird, one went and came back. Sent another one, he didn't come back. Another one came back with an olive in the. You know that thing. You have to be able to tell the story one by one like that. Till the end. Till after they came out of the ark. What happened? He had three sons. Eh? You remember that one? What happened? He got drunk. He was in his tent. One of the sons came into the tent. Something happened. He went and called other two sons. They also came. Something happened. No one woke up in there. He said something. Something happened. And Noah died and joined his fathers. How old was he when he died? The church is very quiet. I don't know whether I'm saying something bad. We call those things the basic things of God's word. And these are just biblical accounts and biblical personalities before we even enter into what is called doctrine. Doctrine is like the things we teach, like righteousness. It's a like we have to know about what is righteousness? What is holiness? What is the difference between righteousness and holiness? The church is very quiet too. I don't know whether. Am I presenting something very, very high? It doesn't matter how old you are. It's not about how old you are. Because some of you are old. You don't know. Do you know that there's a difference between righteousness and holiness? To you, they are all the same, right? Yes. They are basic things. Look at Hebrews chapter 6. Look at Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6, 1, I think. How many of you are feeling that, Charlie, we have to do something about our lives? We have to do something about our lives. It's not going well. I'm not the one saying it. Let us stop. Tamale Safe Church. Let us stop doing what? Oh, you're not minding me again. It's on the screen. Doing what? Basic teachings about Christ includes the birth of Jesus Christ. Yes. When you read the book of Matthew, you say, then the, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Then he starts to tell you the story of how an angel came to a virgin. A spouse to be married to a man. And the angel greeted the virgin. You know that story? You don't know how. You cannot tell the story of the birth of Jesus from. And if you want to tell the story of the birth of Jesus accurately, you'd have to combine Matthew, Luke. Like you have to. John doesn't start from there. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, take some from here, take some from here, and put it together and get the full story. It is work that you must do to be. I'm not preaching well today. You're not happy. They're not happy with what I'm saying, no. Or they are feeling convicted. The basic teachings about Christ. Because you cannot understand the value of salvation. Let me go to the middle, because these people, the people in there, you're not my name. Are you hearing what I'm preaching? Is it making sense to you? It doesn't make sense to you. So let me say it again so it will make sense to you. The Bible says that there is something called teachings about Jesus Christ. Are you listening? Which includes how Jesus was born. What's your name? Huh? What's her name? Peniel. That's your name. Yes. How old are you? Huh? 6. Yes. Like how you know. Nowadays, do the children know stories of Rapunzel and Sleeping Beauty and. Or they don't know those things anymore nowadays? That one you don't know. You don't know those ones also nowadays. Eh? Do you know Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? You do know it. Do you know Red Riding Hood? You know that story. Which one again do you know? Do you know Cinderella? Do you know the story of Cinderella? That she had a wicked stepmother. And she two wicked stepsisters. And they didn't like her. And she was always doing all the house chores. And they were invited to a party. And they said they would not take her to the party. But she also went to the party. And then before she went to the party, a fairy godmother came and gave her magical dress and shoes. You know that story. And then she went to the party. And then when she went to the party, the prince saw her. And the prince was dancing with her. Then at midnight, the fairy godmother said, if by midnight she must come back home, otherwise the dress will change. And she was dancing, and it was almost midnight. And she started running away to go back home. On the way, the dress started to change. But as she was running away, one of her shoes came off. Do you remember? And she ran and ran and ran, and then all the dresses changed. But the prince took the one shoe. It's finishing now. You don't know the story all the way to the end. Then the prince was looking for the person who owns the shoe. I was looking throughout the whole town for the one who owned the shoe. And the prince came to the house one. Or I don't know what did they do. Say competition, or they say somebody should find out who owns the shoe or something. And the prince found out that it was this girl who owned the shoe. So and then they married, and then they lived happily ever after. You know that story? Do you know the story of Jesus? An angel came to Jesus' mother's house. You see, what I'm preaching to you is that you, Peniel, how you know the story of Rapunzel and Snow White and Cinderella and can tell me the story from the beginning to the end, you too, yes, and that one too, you also must know it. The story of Jesus Christ from beginning. Don't reach a point in the story and start doing no. Am I saying something good, or you're all looking very quiet at me? Or am I something good? Yeah. You must. You and the older you are, the higher the expectations are. You must be able to follow the life of Jesus Christ, the miracles he did, the parables he taught. You must know that. I think I'm the only one in the church right now. So, number two, First one is that you must know the basic things. Whatever it is that is like the beginning things about the about God's word, the story of creation, what was created on day one, on day two, on day three, on day four. Are you seeing that the work is not a small work? You must be writing down a homework, like what amount of work you have to go and do. You must know. Genesis 1, Genesis 2, Genesis 3, what is there? Where in which of the Genesis was man created? You must know. It is a basic thing. There is even the book of Genesis, the word Genesis means beginning. So the book of Genesis is the book of beginnings. So if you are a beginner, you must know what is in the book of beginnings. I'm not preaching well. And Noah and Abraham and Joseph and all this, they are where? They are in the book of beginnings. That's where you will see them. So if you don't know what is in the book of Genesis, well, at least you see that even as a beginner, there's a problem there. Number two, characteristics of novices. What makes somebody a novice? Number one, he does not know the basic things about God's word. Number two, he does not have the skill. He does not have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. A beginner that cannot tell that if I am listening to some kind of music as against some kind of music, there is a difference. There is a difference. What am I making sense to you? You don't mind me again. Right now, it's too late. I cannot go back to Kumasi. All the buses have gone. So, there's no bus. So, I'm stuck here. So, you have to listen to me. If there was a bus, I would have gone. Because you're not minding me at all. Right and wrong. To know that this is right, this is wrong. If you are experienced, you should know. I'm saying that Tamale Safe Church, by now you should have the skill, because Charlie, even the people you have who are teaching you, some of the people that are here who are safe teachers, it's not today matter. I left this town in 2010. It's been 14 years since I left here. When I was living here, I left Auntie Minor in the Safe Church. So today she's there. I left Elpis Selassie in the Safe Church when I was going. She's still there as I have come to meet her. Uncle Cosmos in Tamale North, when I was going, I left him in the Safe Church. I've come back to meet him in the Safe Church there. So you see that if these people have been teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching all these years, by now you should have developed the skill to be able to differentiate to a difference between what is right and what is wrong. But I see why church age people in SHS who are still engaged in doing what is wrong. Nobody is minding me. Either you don't like what I'm saying, or it affects you, so you can't move. Maybe if you move, I would think that you are the one that I'm talking about. Yesterday I was telling Bebore in front that if you are 17 years old, or 16, or 15, or 14, or 13, and up to now, your mother or your father has to tell you to be telling you constantly that this is wrong, don't do it. Do this one, it's right. You, even though you have been around for a long time, you have not moved forward. You are still a beginner. Because a time comes when, by that time, you have now learned to see the difference between what is wrong and what is right. And you don't need, that's why in the first verse, verse 12, you don't need anybody to teach you those things again. You have been believers for so long that you don't need somebody to teach you what. You see, I'm saying about babe. A secondary school boy who has a girl that he calls his babe. You, your boss has shorts. Your mother has been buying it for you. I'm not saying that your mother gave you money to buy it. Your mother went to town and selected it. You see, your mother is selecting your boss has shorts for you. So that when school reopens, she will fold it nicely, and put it in your suitcase or whatever bag you're taking to school. Your mother went to town. Can you imagine what I'm saying? Your mother went to town and selected your boxer shorts. Whether it is red with white stripes. It's your mother who chose the red boxer shorts with white stripes. And came home and packed it nicely for you to go to. And you have a babe. You have a babe. Oh, what I'm saying, what I'm preaching is not making sense to you. It's not making sense to you. How many times that something is wrong with the picture that I'm painting for you? It's like something is wrong with it. Your mother, it's even shy that, like, your mother is in town. This one, how do you say how much in that money? Allah, then the person says, oh, this one, shall I bring this thing, 15 cities, but if you buy more, I'll give it to you at 12 cities. Your mother is selecting your boxer shorts. She will buy singlet in addition to it. She will buy both and buy singlet. When they buy singlet for you one time, when you go and come back, white singlet has become creamish, off-white, creamish. You don't know what you have done to it. Like you have to buy a new set of singlets next time when you are going again. And you have a babe. In the night when you're supposed to be having prep, you are texting her, sending her kisses, and this thing, and composing songs. You see, sometimes when you go to TikTok, you see a song that is like what you want to say. So you put it on your status so that the babe will come and see your WhatsApp status and see what you are telling her. Then she too will reply on her status. Hey. So we don't know what is going on, but the two of you know what you are discussing. Then when she says it on her status, you send it on your status. This thing, the song is saying how I feel. You haven't had your quiet time for the past 6 months. Whatever God has been trying to tell you for the last 6 months, you have no idea. But this is the nonsense that is like, this is what you do. What I'm saying is making sense to you. You have not developed the skill to know this. Are you bored? Do you want to go or break? Pornography. David said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. My eyes. I will not use my eyes to look at what is evil. Me and my eyes have made an agreement. I have an agreement with my eyes that as we are walking about, if there is evil anywhere, we will not look. We will not look. But you see, you are the one who finds the address and types it in www.whatever it is and then .com. And when people are gone to prep, you are put a cloth over your head, you are under your pillow, and that's what you are doing. Or am I saying something bad in the church? Those who know, those who know, don't understand what I'm saying, you understand what I'm saying. You don't like house chores. When they give you house chores, you won't do. You see, you have not learned the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, you would have known that a child who wakes up in the morning and does her chores is a child who is attracting two blessings. Number one, live long on the earth. Number two, it will be well with you. Yes. A child like your work at home is to do dishes. If you were experienced, if you were not a novice, you were experienced, and you understood that just waking up every day and doing my house chores on time, what it does for me, rather than take away my free time, or it's a bother, this mother disturbs too much, you are not skilled. Otherwise, you would have known that by just doing my house chores on time every day, without murmuring, without complaining, what I am doing for myself is I am accumulating for myself two blessings, living long on this earth, and it will be well with me. You don't know. That's why they have to follow you. So, Cain and insults. You are here. House chores people. Those who don't do house chores, don't like house chores. Are you not in the church? Give me a wave if you are in the church. You are in the church, give me a wave. Yeah, you are in the church. I know that you are in the church. You are in the church. I know that you are in the church. So a novice, number one, doesn't know the basic things about God's word. And number two, it doesn't have the skill to be able to tell the difference between what is right and what is. That's why on your phone, those of you who have phones, you have what are your artist names? Give me the names, sir. Yes. But you listen to Tamale people. I don't know whether you listen to people outside. You like your own artists. Mention their names. I don't know whether. Oh. Chef, Fancy Gadam. I like that one. That one is very nice. Fancy Gadam. Another one is what? Makasu. He was there when I was here. Makasu was here. He was here. And then who again? What? Madilan. Fadilan. And then who again? Stoneboy, too. You listen to him here. He's international. He's also here. Stoneboy. And Shatawale. You listen to him here. By the way, let me announce to you. If you listen to Shatawale, you have a very poor sense of music appreciation. You don't understand music. Tell him, if you send a live stream, share the link to him. Tell him, I said that he's not a musician. He's a joker. You go to a studio, just because you have built a studio in your house, you can wake up in your boss's house and go and sit down there and open it and record. Shatta. Freedom. Shatta. You'll be in the beat in the background. Shatta. Freedom. Shatta. Yeah, that's the whole song. There is no verse, there's no chorus. That's the song. Is that music? And you see, you idiot. That's your favorite artist. Can you imagine? That's your role model. Tell him, I say that he's not a musician. It's only because you can afford to build a studio and you can enter there and record any nonsense at all. Doesn't make you a musician. Not a musician. Those are the people that you are. I'm talking to you about where Tamale Safe Church members should be by now. And God sent me to tell you that by this time, you should not be a novice. You should not be. The investment God has made in the Safe Church in this town here, you should not be a novice. You should have gone past this stage by now. I came to tell you that. Number three is what? I'll tell you number three. Number three, look at the scripture. So show me the Hebrews 5:14. NLT. Solid food is for those who are mature. Okay, verse 13. Someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Number three, the third characteristic of a novice is that he doesn't know how to do what is right. Number two says that he doesn't recognize the difference. But number three, he doesn't know how to do it. Doesn't know how to do what is right. Hebrews 5:13. Doesn't know how to do what is right. Don't talk, I'm preaching. What I'm preaching is very important. After this conference, you will do what is right. I prophesy to you that after this conference, you will do what is right. God is giving you the ability in this conference to do what is right after this conference onwards. Yes. Yes. And so that LP, Lady Reverend Yada, does not become a spy. Huh? CIA spy. That spy work is too difficult. Me, I don't do it. Sometimes I start, I forget. I had Snapchat on my phone because of that. Because of that. To watch. Because somebody told me that all the action happens on Snapchat. So I downloaded it. And I turned on notifications. At a point, the notifications were driving me crazy. So I turned the notification. Then one day I just deleted the app. I'm tired of it. Hey! There are some people there, every day at a particular time, you get notification from them. They have posted something. All the time. You see, it's wearing a top here. The whole stomach is showing with navel in the middle here. They will do. Then what is that? You have turned your teachers into spies. We have to be spying WhatsApp. It's even like too much work. But sometimes somebody say, have you, one day, somebody texted me and said, go and look at this girl in your church. Go and look at her status. And I went to go and look. Hey, Lady Reverend, pornography. No, there are children here. I cannot say what I saw. There are children here. Plenty. Hey, what do you mind? There are children here. So I cannot say, cannot. There are innocent children here. Lady Reverend, what I saw. So, but you see, not knowing that, because I had the girl's number, but I couldn't see the thing. So the person said that, it's there. He said, I looked through the thing and I didn't see. That's all. So then I said, they have blocked me. So I said, the person who said, send me a screenshot of the thing. Because if I go and say it, I will not have evidence. So send me a screenshot of it. No, do you know pornography? Even if I say your brain will spoil, you will chioma, if I tell you that what I saw. You can't eat this evening. Your mind will be spoilt. Yeah. But that's not how it's supposed to be. By now, each of you, especially the secondary school and JHS people, we are not spying on K-Church children. K-Church people, we are the real Christians in the church. The real Christians in the church are the K-Church people. Or K-Church people, give me a wave. K-Church, give me a wave. K-Church. K-Church and L-Church, give me a wave. Yeah, they are the real Christians. These are Christians. Filled with the Spirit of God. But this type of BEC in SHS people. Now listen, let's continue. Okay, how many of us want us to continue? Well, how many of you are seeing that where you are is not good at all? How many can say that it's not? No, let's be truthful to ourselves. So everybody's hand must be up. That where we are is not good at all. How you don't know Noah? No. You don't know Elijah. It's not a good thing. I mean, it's not a good thing. And I want us to continue. Hallelujah. Now I want to show you in the end of all of the discussion, we want to move forward and become experienced people. And so we have come to this conference to learn what it is we must do. But I want to show you what is the benefit. Like, why must you want to become experienced? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Before we discuss how to do it. Do you want to go on a break? Do you want to stretch your leg? You want to go and wee-wee? Okay. Why you must not be a novice? 1 John 2:14. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. NIV. Give me NIV. Now pay attention. Everybody should pay attention. Stop walking about. Peniel, your people, everybody should, yeah, pay attention. Look at me here. Okay. I'm closing very soon for break. Is that a good idea? You like break? First John 2:14. Pay attention, please. This is John. He says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him. Oh, this is that NIV? It looks as if the yours is truncated. Like the first sentence is not coming. Unless it's a different type of NIV I have. What do you have? Let me remember, what do you have? NIV, first John 2:14. Okay. Alright, so the NIV I have, what you have the same thing. Dear children. Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Have you seen that line is not there? So this NIV is an old one. You have a newer one. NIV 2000, NIV something. There's nothing like that. Okay, pay attention. So let me read the one I have. It says, I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. Amen. Now, listen to me very carefully. The reason why, and this is the scripture, the reason why I am preaching this thing to you and why is it Senam? Huh? And then your brother in the middle there. This is who? Huh? Dela, you are moving too much. You are disturbing me. When you are moving like that, it disturbs me. I write to you, children. Look at it. It's not coming. Yours is not. It's not there. But it says, "I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father." The reason why you must not be a novice is because number one, God is expecting you that as a child you must know. You see, knowing the Father is an important thing for a child to do. I'm not saying it well. Maybe it's not coming clear. But write it. You write it. We'll understand it one day. Number one, why? Why? What did I say? Like the benefit of not being a novice. Eh? Because God expects you. Because God is expecting you as a child to know the Father. That's what I'm saying. It's not now. It's not later in the future. Like, I will know God when I grow up. He expects you to know God when you are. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. You know him already. I am writing to the children because the children know the Father. So if you don't know the Father, then you have to quicken the pace of your learning to know the Father. You are too far behind. I'm not preaching it well. Is it making sense to you? Hey, you know my me. Is it making sense to you?
Yes.
Are you bored? What I'm preaching, is it boring to you?
No.
Is it boring to you?
No.
Should I go back to Kumasi where I came from?
No.
God, if there is any that, you see, one day the disciples of Jesus were with him and some mothers were bringing their children to Jesus so that he will pray for them. And his disciples were like, the man has preached, he's tired, let him rest. And then Jesus saw them pushing the children away. And the Bible says that Jesus was angry. Do you remember when Jesus was angry in the temple? What happened? What did he do? He turned over the tables of the money changers. He took ropes and made them into a cord. Is that not it? And he whipped the people selling in the temple, threw them out of the temple. He opened the cages and let the doves, all the animals, the birds were selling, fly out of the place. That description of what he did is an example of what Jesus does or Jesus looks like when he's angry. And the day that the disciples were pushing the children away, that was how angry Jesus was with them. Because God wants to show himself to children. God wants, if there is anybody that God wants to show himself to, that's why I said that. Like, by now when I come, we'll be discussing how your eyes can open so that you can see into heaven. Nobody said amen. Nobody said, yeah. Am I in the wrong church? Pastor Albert, where am I? I'm in the right church. If you have one vision where you go to heaven and come back, even football, you stop playing football. Isn't it that you are playing football and making yourself dirty every day? Go to school and make yourself dirty and come, your shirt is torn because you are playing football. And what I'm saying is not true. If he has a vision where you enter into, you come to heaven, you see yourself in heaven, an angel welcomes you. I hear that kind of story all the time. An angel welcomes you and takes you around and shows you, here is here, here is here, here, here we do this here, here we do this here, and you come back. When you are walking, people are talking about the kind of things that you used to like before. You will say, you know, I have gone somewhere far and high and come. What is the thing you are talking about? Earthly things. It doesn't mean anything to me. And God, he prefers. There was a story I heard. Oh, was it Red or was it a movie? It's a small boy who, he died. It was a boy. Like, he died or something of the sort. And he went to heaven. He came back into his body. And when he went to heaven, he saw a lot, like many different things. And then he came back. When he came back, he told his parents all the things that he had seen. Some of the things that Jesus, because when he went to heaven, it was Jesus himself. Usually, when grown-ups go to heaven, an angel meets them and worships them. When children go to heaven, it's Jesus himself who takes them around the place. Yeah, it just occurred to me. That's what happens. Jesus himself comes and takes them around the place. The grown-ups are angels who take, like, a little bit, yeah, angel will take her around. When she goes to heaven, angel will take her around. But when a child goes to heaven, Jesus himself comes and takes them around. Round. Show them here. When he came back, he was telling his parents, they were Christians, but like something like, no white people, they will say that you have mental, you know, psychiatrists, whatever. They didn't believe him for a very long time. But Jesus told me this one. Jesus told me this one. That's what he did. Jesus likes to show himself. God wants children to know the Father. And that's the reason why you can't afford to continue to be a novice. I'm not preaching well, I'm trying to get you interested in the topic. Because I'm going to, before we close today, I will tell you what we must do. I'm coming there. But before I tell you, because I have to motivate you to go back home and do those things. But I want to tell you first, what are the benefits? What will I get if I start on the journey to doing the things that will make me an experienced person? When you become experienced, what happens? One of the things that happens is that you know that the Father reveals himself to you. You will know the Father. I'm not preaching well. Yes. Number two. First John 2:14. It says, I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. And I write to you, young men. Again, he's talking about us. You can put women there if it is you like men and women. It's the same. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. Okay? And the word of God lives in you. And you have overcome the evil one. So the second reason why it is important for us to try not to be novices is because it makes you strong. Strong. God is expecting that you will be strong. Are you following what I'm telling you? Yeah. Paul told Timothy, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And Timothy was a young person like you. Am I talking to myself? Yes. Online people, are there online people also there? Are they there? Are they listening to what? Are they commenting? Online people are commenting that they are being blessed by what I'm sharing. Yes. Online people too must also not be novices. Yeah. Strong. strong to say no to what is wrong and yes to what is right. The reason why the things you are doing, some of the things you are doing, you know they are wrong, but you do them, is because you are not strong. You don't have the power to say yes and no. Reverend, I think I should close. They are not minding me again at all. Bruh, the notes, no. Can you write the notes and put it on the screen? Or you are tired? Or you are lost? Because there's small children who have notebooks. No. They want to write, but they can't. What I'm saying is too fast. You can write it. I can tell you. You write it. Then you post it on the screen. That we will see it and we'll copy it. Okay, so right now we're talking about what? We're talking about why it's beneficial. Why must we not be novices, right? And I said number one is because God expects you to know him. You will know him. In the journey, you get to know the Father. You will know the Father. It's a benefit of not being a novice is that you know the Father. Okay, benefit number one is that you know the Father. He makes himself known to you. And number two is that it makes you strong. You become strong. Strong to be able to say no to what is wrong and yes, what is right. Is it making sense? Number three, in the scripture, 1 John 2:14, it says, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. The third reason why you must try to not be a novice is because in the process, you are able to overcome the evil one. You see, let me tell something about Satan. Don't always picture Satan as the way Nigerian movies show him. What am I saying? Making sense to you? Yeah, it's not like that. Satan is a weakling. Nobody is minding me in the church show. You are your name is what? You are the one. So where's Gabriella? And then the other one is called what? The one who was sitting here yesterday. I didn't see Jeff. I saw Jeff in the office yesterday. He was not here yesterday. He was sitting by her yesterday. Hey, what a shock. But where is the one who was sitting here? Where is she? Come. No, bring the book, all the bag and the book, everything. Sit with the big boys. Yeah, so that you'll be strong and overcome the evil one. Yes. Come, let me show something. Do you see this? What's your name? You are the 7 years old. Let me show something. The evil one is a weakling. He is a what? He is what? He doesn't have power. Don't believe everything you hear. Sometimes when pastors are preaching, they preach the thing. You guys sit down fast because your moving is disturbing me. Can you say in Jesus' name? Say it, let me hear.
In Jesus' name.
Can you say, come out in Jesus' name?
Come out in Jesus' name.
Say, I bind you in Jesus' name.
I bind you in Jesus' name.
Say, I lose you in Jesus' name.
I lose you in Jesus' name.
Say, get out and go away in Jesus' name.
Get out and go away in Jesus' name.
Okay. She can cast out demons. She can cast out. She's qualified to cast out demons. She's ready. She's ready to cast out demons. So if you know anybody who has demons in them, please bring her to Priscilla. Okay. That's why we organize a strong Christian conference. That's my aim is I'm believing God that I will get there faster. You see, the problem I have had for the past how many years? We've been having Strong Christian Conference since 2019 in Kumasi. In Kumasi, we had 2019, 2020, 2021. It was in 2021 that we began to go outside of Kumasi. To 2021, we went to Ho and where? Koforidua. Ho and Koforidua. 2022, we came to Tamale and we went to Cape Coast. 2023, we went to Kintampo and Koforidua is this year. This year we went to Koforidua. We didn't go to Koforidua last year. We went to Kintampo last year and somewhere. Then this year, Tamale North last year, or Tamale and then Koforidua, right, and Kintampo. This year, we have gone to Cape Coast, Koforidua, Takrade, and we are here in Tamale this year. And then we have had Kumasi also this year. So Tamale is our faith conference this year, right? This is the faith conference this year. Then in August, we'll have Kintampo and Techiman. Then in September, we'll have Salt Pond. I was hoping for 10, but I got 2 short. I didn't get 2 extra. Right. So we'll get 8 by the end of the year. And what is my problem is that everywhere I go to, I want us to move forward and discuss what strong Christians. See, even if you look at the logo on the thing, you see a person who is pushing something that is very big, and then the other one is strong. Eh? Don't you see it? It's strong. Yeah. And the topics that we'll talk about is, like, when I come, I'll put Priscilla and all the people together and say, "Where today the topic is how to cast out devils." Say amen.
Amen.
Yes. I'm telling you that Priscilla is qualified to cast out devils. It's you who don't believe it. I bind you in Jesus' name.
I bind you in Jesus' name.
That's all. When she's saying the bind, I bind you in Jesus' name. Do you hear it in the this thing? Bind again.
I bind you in Jesus' name.
Yes. But if you're a devil and you hear her telling you that she binds you in Jesus' name, you even the way she said the bind, you will not bind. Because the power that binds a devil is not in the height of the person who is speaking the word, or even in the volume of the voice. It is in Jesus' name. The power is in Jesus' name. The power is in Jesus' name. And it doesn't matter the size of the person. If Priscilla, I'm telling you, I say, if you know any demon-possessed person in Tamale Church, bring her to Priscilla on Sunday. Bring her. Will you bind? Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Yeah, show that you are ready. Do some jogging. Oh, yes. Yeah, you even see that she's ready. So look, we are warning. If you are a witch, if you are in the safe church and you are a witch, I came to announce to you that beware of Priscilla. Priscilla is in the church. Beware of Priscilla. Beware. If you make a mistake and you come in contact with her, what will you do?
I'll bind the devil.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So when you, and I'm announcing all the witches in the church, when you see Priscilla coming this way, please pass here, because if she comes in contact with you, what will she do? She will bind in Jesus' name. And Jesus, that's that simple. It's not complex. You see, the reason why the tricks of the devil work, the devil is a trickster. He's a weakling, but he's a trickster. And he uses tricks on you. And then one of the tricks the devil has sold you is that you must be an anointed man of God. You must have oil on your life. You must be called a reverend. You must have a voice that works, that can say, "I bind you in Jesus' name." That's all. And she has a voice. She has a voice. When she talks, the words come out. This girl has all the equipment she needs. She doesn't have to go on a mountain to pray for 40 days and 40 nights to cast out devils. I write to you, young men, because the word of God lives in you. And because of that, you have overcome. The thing that makes a young person able to overcome the evil one is the word of God which lives in you. That is the problem with you. The reason why you are still a novice is because the word of God does not live in you. It does not live in you. And the day you start to put the word of God inside you, that's the day you begin. I'm telling you, she doesn't need any special equipment. I'm telling you, this is the latest demon caster, demon devil. I promise you, if you know, if you know anybody, bring it. Even she has finished jogging to show you how ready she is to cast out devils. When you see the number, that's why you see, that's what I'm saying. If they put the light off, you are in the room. Be in the room. Don't worry at all. Say, No. Right now, if you are in your room and the light goes off, just warn anybody in the room that if you bring yourself, I will bind you or I will cast you in Jesus' name. So they should be careful to not come near you, so that you can sit in your room, in the dark room, until the light comes on. Don't be afraid. There is nothing in that room there, in the darkness, that will not respond. When you say, they bind. I didn't the Bible say that whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven? Whatever you lose on earth will be lost in heaven? It's not a lie, it's a real thing. It's real. It is a promise God has made. It works. And Priscilla can do it. You should not be a novice. Because God is expecting that at whatever level you are, you should be able to overcome. That's why I am surprised at Safe Church people who are taught the scriptures. And you enter into secondary school and start to do nonsense. You go to secondary school and start to do, you must be a shining light. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men. The light you are carrying, am I talking nonsense? Yeah, I came to encourage somebody. Let me tell you something. If you are here, you are in secondary school, and you have problems, like your parents are complaining about you, your teachers are complaining about you. Look, I came to announce you, stop that nonsense. Just stop it. This vacation, as you are going to school, just stop that nonsense. So, what is dividing your bottles into two and loosening your belt so that your trouser, you understand, bottles divided into two, then you bring the trousers down to half of the bottles, so that's the white boxer shirt that your mother bought with the red stripes, no, that you have worn it and not washed it and it has become brownish, whatever, no, then you are now walking about town and showing it to us, everybody. What is that? When you're right, stop and let LP, Lady Reverend, just stop investigating. Investigating is too much work. Do you have time to be investigating people on Snapchat and on this thing, Instagram and things? Now we have spies in your house. House masters and things, house mistresses have become fellow spies. So that, like, when your child comes to school, you call the head and say, I have a child in your household. So, Charlie, let me say something. Are you tired of standing here? You want to stand here? I'm feeling like the way you can bind devils. No? I'm feeling very safe as I'm standing beside you, because like, if any devil comes around here, you just stand somewhere. Stand by me. Why? It's encouraging me. Bind devils for me. Cast them out in the name of Jesus. I'm not afraid of anybody here. I listen to what I'm telling you. When I was in secondary school, I remember the day I was going. We came out of the house, our house, the gate to the roadside. I brought my chop box, my trunk to the roadside. My mother was standing by me. My father was stopping a taxi to take us to the station. Stop a taxi, park the thing inside. You know how you see sometimes when you are going far away somewhere for the first time, your mother will call you at dawn. How many times has happened to you before? Like 5 a.m. They call you around 5 a.m. You wake up around 5 a.m. dawn. Then they will give you a long list of do's and don'ts. How many that's what I'm saying? A long list of do's and don'ts. Okay. As you are going, don't do this. Mm-mm. Me. So that morning, dawn, I told my mother would wake me up at dawn and call me and tell me whatever I said. She didn't tell me anything. When we came to the roadside, she came out to the roadside. They put the chop box and put the trunk into the car. Then, as we were going, my mother said to me in Ewe, she said to me, take good care of yourself. One sentence. She said, she just said it in Ewe. Take good care of yourself. And I sat in the taxi. That was the only advice I got from then until today. And I went to school. I went to the school. I saw weed smokers. I saw weed smokers. I saw people. I saw, look, that school I went to, the year before I came to the school, some boys went to a shop, a boutique at Achimota with guns to go and rob the shop. Yeah. Yeah, it's called a Knightsbridge. The name of the shop was Knightsbridge robbery. Yeah. I'm telling you, two boys or three boys, one of them was a half-caste boy, some half-caste type of boy be like that. Yeah, with guns, secondary school boys though. They were first, form one boys. They went to a boutique to go and rob a shop. That's the school I went to. That's school I went to. We smokers, out of the border. But the only advice my... Are you in a church? Yes. The only advice my mother gave me from form one, from after she advised me that advice, take care of yourself, till I finished secondary school, I never heard any words from her again about my life in the school there. Till I finished the school and came out. You... Every vacation when you come, unless we organize a meeting for you about the way you behave. Your mother organize a meeting, your father organize a meeting, your safe teacher organize a meeting. If you have meetings up, why are you going? So you ask, you're walking about here, like, is it good? Why are you going? No, I'm not going to urinate. Come and sit down. We'll go and urinate very soon. Okay. I'll give you 5 minutes, you go and urinate. Don't let it come on. It's Bishop Kweku's chair. If you unite on it, to not be good. No, they'll not let you come again next year. Is it coming? It's not coming yet. Organize meeting. Organize meeting about how your trouser is falling down. Organize meeting about how your beard has come. You are not shaving it. Organize meeting about, hey! Different kinds of meetings with different topics. They will do meeting about you. One of the girls, my church, went to secondary school and came on this vacation. Somebody came and told me that the girl is a lesbian. In fact, she does boys and girls. Hey, what is it? And she's one of my. Yeah. Like, if there's anybody I don't expect, is this one. Lesbian. I was talking to her on a Sunday. Sunday, she came to church. She didn't even come to church. She came to the church after the church. I was talking to her by my desk. The person who told me and said that while you were talking to her, she was sitting by your desk. She was texting the lesbian boyfriend. You understand what I'm saying? The small children don't understand, but the grown-ups understand it. Lady Reverend, you are looking at me surprised. Lesbian boyfriend. So she's a girl. Her boyfriend is also a girl. So she is the girlfriend. The one who is sitting by me, and then the other girl is the boyfriend. And while I was talking to her, asking how is school going, how are things going, she was texting under the table. The boyfriend is texting her, and she's replying because they had a rendezvous. After talking to me, she was going to go and meet the girl. We have to be organizing meetings. Because you are not able to overcome the evil. As for the evil one, he will constantly be after you. He's after you all the time. But the word of God that lives in you enables you. Am I preaching something important or relevant in the church? Helps you to overcome the evil. I'm saying that I want us to come for Strong Christian Conference next year. Discuss how to cast out devils. Not be discussing this type of things that you are doing. Because by that time, you should no longer be a novice. No longer be a novice. Quiet time. I tell the people in Kumasi that we don't have quiet time so that we'll have something to say when you meet a teacher and they ask you a question. No. You have quiet time because quiet time, it helps you to overcome the evil one. It helps you to overcome the evil one. Quiet time helps you to know the Father.
You will know the Father through your quiet time. He talks to you and you talk to him. Quiet time is you talk to him and he talks to you. You talk to him and he talks to you. The more two people talk to each other, the more they get to know each other better. That is quiet time. It is in your interest. It is for your benefit that you wake up in the morning, open your Bible, sit by it, pray, read the Bible, and ask God to tell you what he wants to tell. It is for your benefit. You know the Father. The word of God will live in you and you will have the ability to overcome the evil trickster one who has no power. You don't know that he doesn't have power. He's confusing. Always he's confusing. Witches and wizards and whatever. Nigerian movies are just tricks. You don't mind those kind of things. If there's anybody to be afraid of, it's this one who can open her mouth and say, I bind you in Jesus. If you like, try. Me, I say, I'm announcing to you, if you know anybody who is demon possessed or has the characteristics of demon possession, please bring her to Priscilla on Sunday. Will you be available on Sunday? Will you be in church? You'll be free. Will you be free? You can cast out every devil. If they bring devils, you cast them out. If they bring 10, you can cast all of them out. You are not going to be busy on Sunday. She's available, please. She's available. You don't even need a phone number to call a phone number. She's available in this church. This is her church. Sunday she'll be here. She's ready to cast out devils. And it's interesting. They make you look at it. Sometimes they shake. It doesn't mean anything. They shake to make you afraid. When you are casting them out, they don't want to come out, so they shake. So that if you are afraid, you stop. The more they shake, the more you cast. The more they shake, the more you cast. At the point, you say, Charlie, look, we have to get out of this place because the fire that's burning us is too hot. Yeah. Three reasons. Number one is what? You know the Father. You know the Father. You need to work on becoming an experienced person because you know the Father. Number two is what? You'll be strong. To know, to have the power to overcome, to do what is right, and to work away from what is wrong. Number three is what? Overcome the evil one. Is it a good thing? Stand to your feet. Go to your seat. Thank you very much. Stand to your feet for a few minutes. For a few seconds. Stand to your feet. I want you to just thank the Lord. Thank God for what you have heard so far. Oh, pray. Just speak in tongues. Stretch your leg. That's why I say to stand up. Okay. But don't talk to anybody. Just pray. Just close your eyes and pray. Speak in tongues. Halabrandoli balabahandalabra. Reba kabaha. Talk to God and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help. Don't talk to anybody, please. Close your eyes. We are spending a few seconds to just pray. Pray. Mahala. Rebamboli andalabahandara brasa kabra toli andalabalaba. Rebeli andoli balabahala brandoli bahanda kabala brandali belebe. Rebabako sakabala brandeli andalabalabalaba. Malabro talibalaba. I don't hear you at all in the church. Reba kabala brand. Oh, they say you don't speak in tongues here. Speak in tongues. If you speak in tongues, I want to hear you speak in tongues in the church. Mahaba. Rababo, labalabra, libri anda libalaba, ribapo, shabaka, balabala, branda, kaba, stand up, yes, ribakunda, balabranda, lianda, kabalaba, ribin, debelianda, labaha. I don't hear you at all. I want to hear tongues in the church. I want to hear the language of the Spirit in the church. Mibripa, polianda, labaha, ripako, da calabra, pasabra, tolibalabe. Repantalianda calabra paso pa calabranta libalaba. Mehre ba calabra sobra talibranda libalebe. Mebra paliondo libalabra pasa cabalabra. Repa cabalabra paso balabra palianda labalaba. Mehre pa calabra sobra talibranta libalaba. Repa cabalabra sobra talibalabranda libalaba. Mahra de libalianda labalabra. Repa paso bra palianda labranta libalabalaba. Reba bosa balabro talibianda labram palia labalaba. Reba bosa kalabalabro talibianda labalaba. Raba balabranda libalabra paliondo libalabalaba. Reba kabalabranda libalianda kalabra paliondo libalaba. Reba poliondo libaha na balabro branda libalaba. Maha baso kabalha na labra palianda labalaba. Reba he balabalabra palianda kabalaba. Rapa sapa kalabra pa. A few more minutes. Don't be tired. Rapa kunda baha na balabro. Ripaka da baha da balabra, rasa paka balabra, palianda la balaba, ripaka lianda kalabra, palabra talibalabalaba, ribiriondo li balabra, palianda li bilibili balaba, ripaka basa bra talianda la balabro, palianda la balabe, ripaka lianda la bra, pasobra talibalabranda li bilibe, ripalianda la balabra, palianda la brando li bilibilibe, ripalianda la balabra, pasokalabra talibalabra,
Repako balabalaba. Repasapa colianda la balaba. Rapako dabala branda libelebe. Repakala brampaliondo libalaba. Rasa pakabakala brampaliondo libalabra paliba. Eprasa colianda la balibe. Repakala braso pakalianda la balaba. Rasta baliondo libalabra palianda libalaba. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Let me take your seats. Now, I want us to talk about, for like fast, I want to talk about what does a person who is not a novice look like? Okay. An experienced person. What are the signs that the person is experienced? How do we know when a person is experienced? What are the signs? Signs of a person who is not a novice. I showed you the signs of the person who is a novice. Okay. A novice does not know the basic things of the Word of God. A novice does not recognize the difference between what is right and what is wrong. A novice does not know how to do what is right. Okay, but now, if the person is not a novice, he too, what does it look like? What are the characteristics of such a person? Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Okay, number one. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. 1 John 1, 1. The Bible says, and pay attention to this one, because it may be a little, pay attention, just pay attention. Lift your head up, everybody, look on the screen. Okay. It says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. Now listen to me. The Hebrews chapter 5 that we read said that a person who is a novice is a person who does not know the basic things of the word of God, right? And so the opposite of that also is a person who is not a novice or who is an experienced person is a person who knows. If he does not know he's a novice, then if he knows, okay, then he's not a novice. But how, at what level should a person know the word of God to be classified as experienced? Is it making sense? There will be levels. If you are a beginner, like if you say nursery 1, nursery 2, KG 1, KG 2, class 1, class 2. But as we are going, there's a point where we say you have become. So when people have master's degrees and they have PhD degrees, then we say that right now they're, Charlie, you are an expert. Usually the experts have PhD degrees because as they go higher, then their understanding of the topic becomes even more focused. And I'm not saying it well. Lady Reverend, you are the one who's... Yes. So you are doing... then you start to do all this. Then you do RME, general science. Then you come and do something nursing. So then you come and do master's in nursing about something about the care of chronic kidney disease patients. You see, how do you care if you're a nurse? How do you care? That's master's level. That's not the kind of topics that you do, like a master's chronic kidney disease management, treatment management, and whatever. Then when you do the PhD part, then you do the chronic kidney disease of the. Then you do something even deeper. They have a way that they do it. Those people who have been doing it. Then when we can say this woman is like Lady Reverend Dr. Mamiya. She is doctor. So the topic that she did the doctor in, if you are looking for the experts in Kumasi here, like people who understand, are you bored? People who understand that topic and can tell us the details of that thing, you have to call her. She's among the people who know it because she has a PhD in that topic. That makes her go deeper into it. So we're saying that when we say a person is experienced, we are talking about somebody who has gone from level to level to level to a certain level. I want to describe to you what are the levels? What about the person makes us feel that
at this point, you are no longer a novice. You guys are sleeping. I can see people's eyes are closing. We are almost going on break. Julia, your eye is becoming small. It starts to reduce and then it's becoming very small. Okay, let me talk fast. Is it a good idea? Number one, write it down, let's go. Right, when you write, it helps you to stay awake. Okay. So number one, someone who is not a novice or a person who is experienced in the word of God, number one, he has heard the word. Look at the scripture. It says, that which we have heard. And I'm not talking about you hear it once and that's all. What I'm talking about, repeated hearing. But baby, why are you sitting here today? You don't want my problems. Come and sit here. Where you were sitting now is good. Me, when I'm preaching, it's about you. I will mention your name. So that everybody will know that you are the one I'm talking about. Bless them what I do. So that they'll mention your name. Sometimes people don't know that you are the ones you are preaching about. They'll say, it's not me, it's somebody else. So when I know you, I know that you are the one. I'll mention your name that you know that you are the one. Like yesterday, I was telling you that you are the one. You told me that you cut this hair. Yesterday, you were sitting by me and telling me that. You told me you cut it yesterday. So when we come back from break, we'll see sharp cut. Beautiful cut. Beautiful. Shapa kapa hotel yanda halabrasha. It feels nice, Mo. It's like some foam or something. But so how many years has this been growing? Months. If I can grow my own sunlight to people to cover this part, it's not be bad, crap. Are you using some coconut oil or something? I should see after church one. It will help me. You never know. Number one, a person who is experienced in the word of God. Remember that it is the person who has the word of God living in him who overcomes the evil one, right? So a person who is experienced in the word of God is a person who has heard the word of God. It means that he hears it over and over and over and over and over and over. Is it making sense to you? Number two. I want to tell you fast so that you. Number two. Which we have seen with our eyes. So maybe number one, let's write against number one. Number one. So a person who has heard the word of God, by listening to preaching over and over again. Add it to the end of that sentence. By listening to preaching over and over again. By listening to preaching, it means you must come to church every time there is church. Do you understand it? In August, we're going to have a safe camp. And you must be there. You must be there. Because that safe camp is another opportunity for you to hear again preaching. And the camp is even better because that one, we don't go anywhere. Preacher, you can be sleeping and falling down from your chair. We'll continue preaching. You fall and say, put him back on the chair. We are preaching still. That one, we can be, have you gone to a camp before? Yeah, you will be 12 o'clock. Right? Say, hey, this woman should not stop preaching. We are on it. Preacher. You can fall down. You can sleep and fall down. Sometimes when I'm preaching, even at conference, sometimes I will be preaching. People are sleeping. Yeah, some of the small children, they fall asleep. I say, leave it. Yeah, the preaching is entering by diffusion and osmosis. Yeah. You don't know. Who said, hey? Are you an unbeliever? Huh? Let me show you. You are going to make me go off course. Let me show you why I believe that thing. Look at something. In John chapter 6, verse 63, the Bible says, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profited nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Are you following me? What's your name? Stand up so I can talk to you. They are show me so that you can see. You don't believe what I'm telling you. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
The Greek word translated spirit in John 6:63 is the same word for wind. Wind or air. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. Now air or wind. How does it, where can it go? As you're sitting down here, do you not have nose that is open, ears and things like that? Is air not going through your nose and whatever? So if Jesus said that the words I speak to you, they are spirits, they are wind, and they are life, you can fall asleep. Would the air not enter into your nose? So be them, he's saying that, you can't sleep. No, it doesn't matter. If you fall asleep, I preach yourself, you're tired. Be here, I'll just be talking to you. Because what is going on here is not the words I am speaking to you that are entering your ear, that are doing anything to you. It is the words I'm speaking to you because they are wind. They will enter somewhere. The wind itself will find a way to enter somewhere. You wake up, yourself, when you go and you say, you are sleeping. Have you not seen iChurch children? They sleep in church. When they go home, they sing the song that they taught them in church. Have you seen something before? It's like magic. Your child will come to church and sleep. From the moment the mother brings them to church, they sleep. When they are teaching the song, they sleep. When they go home, they sing the song. You explain how they are able to sing the song at home. I'm telling you. I'm just saying, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Yes, you just be here. It will be entering into you. You'll see. Where were we? Where were we? Before this man, Ima, was trying to disturb my life. Yes, John, 1 John 1:1. We have heard. By what? By listening to what? After this conference, everybody. You see, I told you in this church, I was here listening to preaching. It was a normal thing. In our ears all the time. And even in those days, we didn't have many things you can use to listen to things. We used to put the messages on a CD. You have to go and burn it. Say we burn the CD. Burn a CD. We have to put the messages on. First of all, go and find the messages and then burn them onto a CD. And then buy a CD Walkman. We had a Walkman, the round one like that. Then you put it inside, you put earphones in your ear, and the thing will be big. Then you put it somewhere with a clip on your belt and walking about and listen. Today, look at your phone that you are using. Is it an iPhone? It's an iPhone. Your mother bought it for you. Your mother bought it for you. Your father bought it for you. Your uncle bought it for you. Your auntie bought it for you. Who bought it for you? I've seized it. Your mother didn't buy for you. So you bought it. So do you buy your own boxer shorts? Your mother buys boxer shorts for you, but you buy iPhone for yourself. People have this thing. If I check his phone right now, I'm sure he will be doing Snapchat. See, he has put there. Is it what is it? Is it a Maybach or what is it? Mercedes? Is it G? What car is this? Mercedes Benz? What? GLE? Yes. God will. I don't know where he got the money from to buy this thing, but this thing that you have in your hand, the Bible says that every good and every perfect gift cometh from above. So if it is a good gift, and it's a perfect gift, God gave it. And God intends that when he gives you something good, you use it to do more good. And how you can become experienced is that you take this thing here and you put on it what we call the word of life. Put when Jesus works in a young person, media people, media. Have you seen this iPhone? I want, if you delete it, I'll curse you. I want, when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. I'll give you a link. You download it. I want it on this phone. You airdrop it from the MacBook to this. You are protesting. He's cleaning his mouth. It's a sign of protest.
You will be texting me and showing me screenshot. How, the message is still there and you're listening to it. This phone will get, when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. After, during the break, it will be airdropped to it. And he will not delete it. If you delete a message, the phone, it will fall down. The screen will break. You won't get money to repair it. I've spoken it. That's my, this, I'm telling you. If they put a message on it and you delete it, I declare that either it will fall in water, they can't repair it again, or the screen will break so badly that they can't fix it again, in the name of Jesus. That's, I prefer that it's on your phone, but you're not listening to it, but that you delete it. Airdrop from there to there. I'm sure if you look on my MacBook, it's there. Messages, Bishop Okoso, on folder, you should see the blind see there. If it's not there, we'll download it after the break. It will go on this phone. This phone is called what? Eh? No, your name on the airdrop name, what name will come? Only iPhone. This iPhone, it will get, when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. And if he deletes, you are my witnesses, the phone will spoil. You can't fix it. It will not fix. Yeah. You will listen to it. You listen over the word of life. You hear it over and over again. Yeah. It drives evil spirits out of a person. Evil spirits come out. You know, evil spirits, they come out of people's mouths. You want to know when you're casting them out? They come out of the people's mouths. Yes. Every BC, SHS. In fact, every sister girl, do you have a phone? You don't have a phone. You don't have a phone. It's bought, or you have thrown it away, or it's lost. Your mother has seized it. God bless your business. Number two. We are going on break right now. Number two. So the first one is what? He has heard the word of God by listening to preaching over and over again. That's why we're coming for the camp. The camp. Start looking, saving the money. Start telling your parents about it. It's in August. August 20th. Is it on 20th or 22nd? August? Help me, Selassie. Where's the camp? The camp is what? August 20th. That's like about a month from today. Yes. We are all coming. How many people are coming? Yeah, we are coming. To listen to preaching over and over and over again. To become experienced. Number two. Look at this. Which we have seen with our eyes. So an experienced person also sees the word of God with his eyes. Sees the word of God with his eyes. Write it down like that. Yes. By watching preaching over and over again. Yes. First one is by listening to preaching, but this one is by watching the preaching over and over again. Like, as you are in the church right now, you are watching me, right? When you come for the camp also, you'll be watching. When you watch it on TV also, it's also watching over and over and over again. That which we have seen with our eyes. There is a level it takes you to. When you listen, it's a level. When you watch, it's also another level. Are you following me? Yes. Number three. We are closing very soon. Number three. Which we have. What's the next one? Looked at, not it. Which we have looked at. Write it. Right? Let me tell you. So, the third thing is that an experienced person has looked at, and put into brackets. Are you typing this one for us? Yes. Put into brackets. Closely looked at. Into brackets, closely and attentively. He has looked, into brackets, closely and attentively at the word of God. So when you type it in, what's your name? Enoch. When you type it in, you show it small so that we can copy it. Or you can show it. And when you have typed it up to now, then you show it. Or you don't have that skill. Who has that skill? Bebore. Pastor Roger. Gideon. But you don't have that skill. When will you learn it, the skill? I should come and do it for you to see. Master, the way you know, waving a bedman for so. Let me explain. So, watch with our eyes is preaching, watching the preaching. But looked at closely and attentively, it talks about, so you write at the end, by quiet time and Bible study, and I'll explain it to you. We are closing soon, so don't go home. Hallelujah. So listen to me. What's the difference? The difference is watch. Okay, see, but this is look at, and the word that is used there to look at is to look at the thing, to look at it closely. It's like you are using a microscope. When you are using a microscope to look at something, so that the microscope makes, how many of you know a microscope? Microscope. Something is very, very small, and you can't see it with your naked eye, or something you can't see it with your naked eye, but you can't see the details well. Then you put it under a microscope. And then what? And then you look at it. But you look at it closely so that you can see it well. That is what the scripture is saying, 1 John 1:1. That's number three. Is that one, you're not listening, you're not watching, but you take your time and put the word of God under a microscope so that you can look at it and see the details. That is what you are talking. That is what quiet time is. What I'm preaching right now is fast. But in quiet time, you slow it down. Yes. If you read a verse, you don't understand, read a verse, you can read it yourself alone 20 times. It doesn't matter. So that you can see it well. I don't know whether... Are we here? Are we still on course? Or we are tired, we should go. We are going on break, I promise you. Very, very soon. Ellie, very, very soon. Okay. Why, you're hungry? You're hungry, pa. We are going very, very soon. Are you in the church? Are you in the church? Yes. Quiet time is when you get a chance to look at. Bible study is when you get... Maybe I'll talk about it well when we come for them. Because right now, you all look like your brains have switched off and gone to Lamashegu. You know Lamashegu? It's down here somewhere. Lamashao. Quiet time. It's a level of experience you look at. That's how the word of life enters you. That's how you overcome the evil one. That's why when you go to secondary school, you cannot overcome the evil one. Because it is what you need to enter into you. You can over. That's all you need to overcome the evil one. Julia, what I'm saying is making sense to you. You're not writing notes, or you're writing? Okay. And the last one. How many like to hear the last one? Number four. An experienced person in the Word of God is a person who has handled, okay, into bracket, touched or felt the Word of God with his hands. It says, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. An experienced person is a person who has handled or touched or felt the word of God with his hands. How does he do it? By practice. Okay. By practice.
when you are putting the word of God to practice, you are actually experiencing it. You are feeling it. It is touching you. You are touching it. Are you in a church? No, Ranadia, you look like you are not here at all. You are not here at all. I said, where is the song? Do you have it? You have the song. When are you going to sing it? After the break. When should she sing it? After the break. Asada has a very nice song. She's going to sing it for us. And you want to hear Asada sing the song? Okay. Okay, sing a nice song. All right, let's go, Barry, and let's go on break. Number one is what? No. I want to hear one sentence. An experienced person in the Word of God who is not a novice, number one, what does he do? One more time. He has heard the word of God by listening to preaching over and over again. Will you listen to preaching over and over again? Will you listen? Will you stop watching all these Sonic and all these things and listen to the word of God over and over again? Huh? Then those who are doing Snapchat and this thing. Huh? Will you listen to the word of God over and over again? Your yes is not good at all. And I recommend for you, when Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. Now, I cannot stop talking about that camp. When Jesus, after this camp, ask everybody, where is it? Reverend William was talking about it. I'm talking about it. When Jesus works in a young person, the blind see. Yes. There's a part about spirituality. There's a track about spirituality. You should listen to that one. When Jesus works in a young person, the blind. He also preached the dead are raised, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the lame walk, but the dead are raised. But the best one of all of them is the blind see. Beautiful camp. If I were you, I'll be listening to. And if that's the only message you are listening to over and over and over again, I promise you, something happened to me. Something will happen to you. You will become experienced. Nobody will call you a novice anymore. I don't know why I'm preaching. Number three is what? Huh? What is that? What I said? I said, well, he has seen, that which we have seen. That so, an experienced person has what? He sees or he watches the word of God. That notice. By doing what? By watching preaching over and over again. Okay, write it well. He has written, he sees the word of God in his eyes. Okay. By watching preaching messages over and over again. Do you have it? Number three is what? He has looked at, into brackets, closely and attentively the word of God. How? By quiet time and Bible study. Number four is what? He has handled, into bracket, touched or felt the word of God by doing what? By practicing it. By doing it. As you do it, the word is touching you. But you will see. You see, when the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou shalt have success. That one says, thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have good success. When you do what it says, and you now have the success and make your way prosperous, you have come in contact with the word. You have felt it. Yeah. Until then, if you don't do all the 1, 2, 3, you don't feel it. But an experienced person, he knows that what the Bible is saying is true. Why? Because he has felt it. What the Bible said has happened to him. He said, he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, and whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. When that person does verse 1, and then the verse 3 happens to him, that person is a person we can say he's experienced. Why? Because now he has felt what happens when you do verse 1. You see the result in verse 3. It's not no longer only in the Bible, but it is also in your life.
Yeah, it's in your life. You're now, whatsoever you do, it. When somebody asks you, everything you do prospers. Oh, yeah. It's because ungodly, I don't work with them. Scorners, I don't work with them. I don't work with all those people. I don't talk to them, I don't call whatever it is. That's why whatever I do, it prospers. Is it making sense to you? So that's number four. Is it a good idea to go on break right now? Lady Reverend, should we go on break right now? Is it a good idea? Yeah, it's a good idea. All right. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I want you to just close your eyes and for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. No, stand up, everybody. Stand up. Stand up, everybody. Even those who are asleep. Okay, if they are not, wake them up. That we are closing. We are going on break. Wake everybody up. Stand up straight. Up straight, yes. Stand up straight. And close your eyes. And I want you to just talk to God and say, Lord, help me. I don't know, sometimes my only prayer is help me. Because help me is a good prayer, oh? Yeah, help me to see, to hear, to see, to touch, to handle. That's not it. Yeah, help me. Pray to God and say, Lord, help me. I can see that I have a lot of work to do. This conference is teaching me that I have a lot of things to learn, a lot of things to do, a lot of things to do. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me to hear your word. Help me to see your word. Help me to touch it. To handle it. Help me to look. During my quiet time, through my quiet time, through Bible study, through paying attention, sometimes just reading the stories over and over and over again. Help me, Lord, to come to a place where I can touch it, I can feel it, I can see the result of that word in my life. Pray. You're talking to God and say, Lord, help me. Our prayer is, help us. Help us. Help us to see. Help us to hear. Help us to see. Help us to hear. Pray, yes, Mahabasho, the Andaha. Rapaso, Pasata, Calabra, Paso, Kalianda, Labaha.
Pray for your help, O Lord.
Repaka, Dolibala, Rasa, Kapoha. Help me to see, Lord.
Help us to even
help me
to
see. Help me to hear. Help me to look at it closely, attentively. Help me to handle it, to experience it,
to
feel it, to touch it.
In the name of Jesus.
All that we have
heard, O Repa God,
we put to practice in the name of Jesus.
Help us to do as you, in the mighty name of Jesus, of your word, O God.
Somebody is not praying. Don't be quiet. Pray. Maha, Lobra, Lebalaba. Maso, Kabaha, Labra, Talibalabra, Talibalebe.
May we do our quiet time, O God. May we study the Bible, O God. May we go deeper into the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maso,
Marapa, Kosa, Kalaba. Pray, pray. That's the matter. Just pray. All right, just pray. Rapako dalabalabra.
In the Rapaso Kalabra
Talibelebe. Repeka Papolianda Labalabra. Maso Pakalianda Labra Palianda Labalaba. Repa Kalabra Tolibalabra Dalibalaba.
For your mercy, O
Maso Pakalabra
Dalibalaba. In the name of Jesus.
Mehau Maso Kalabra Dalibalaba.